In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on faith. On researching my ancestry with the help of the internet and DNA, I discovered on going up the father line that it includes some leaders in faith. My first ancestor to settle in America was a Baptist minister, Reverend Robert Norden. At age 64 in 1714, over 300 years ago, he was sent by Baptist elders in Kent, England, as a messenger to the colony of Virginia to establish there some early Baptist communities. Robert's faith in what he felt was a more simple religion, closer to that of the early Christians than the rituals offered by the Church of England, made it dangerous to practice the Baptist way. He and his wife sailed across the ocean to a new land with new people to evangelize. His faith encouraged him to make the sacrifice and to endure intimidating circumstances. 117 years later, in 1831, his descendant and my ancestor, David Norton Jr., found faith in the teachings of Joseph Smith, who had just established the Church of the Latter-day Saints the previous year, based on revelations he claimed to have received from the angel Moroni in the form of golden tablets, which would become the Book of Mormon. David believed in this new dispensation of Christianity with this new scripture and community of Latter-day Saints. His faith kept him loyal to Joseph Smith as a Latter-day prophet, in spite of the angry mobs upset by the new community building of the Mormons, who were living in solidarity, but with what was considered strange beliefs to their neighbors. David would move his wife and children from Indiana to a Mormon community in Missouri and then was forced to uproot again because of massacre of Mormons. He followed Joseph Smith to the Mormon settlement at Nauvoo in Illinois, where his plot of land was neighbor to that of the prophet and not far from the temple built by the Mormons. It was in Nauvoo that Joseph Smith was murdered by a mob, and David Norton's family had to uproot and move again to a safer region. After David was ordained high priest by Apostle Kimball in 1847, David followed his son's pioneering journey to Utah with Brigham Young some months later with his wife and other children, walking and sometimes riding in a wagon train to Utah amidst bitter storms, crossing the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains. They would thrive in the West. My grandfather, Ralph Norton, a great-grandson of David Norton, Jr., left his family home in Arizona at age 17 to find his future through joining a circus on tour in Phoenix. He would have nothing to do with Mormonism, but surprised everyone in his will by stipulating he should be married in the Mormon rite. Not much was passed on by him about his extended Mormon family, but being born of Mormons meant that he and his cousins and ancestors would be recorded in a genealogical fashion to enable a tenet of their faith of baptizing the ancestors. This has made it much easier for me to be informed of their lives and missions and learn of the fruits of their faith. I was raised by a very devout Catholic mother who still to this day is active in what she believes is the one true church. Her family are of German and Irish immigrants, which valued the solidarity to survive in the New World that belonging to their church afforded them in getting housing and jobs. She was able to persuade my dad to convert to Catholicism, since his father broke with the Mormon tradition, and he liked belonging to some church community. My parents' faith served to create a stable home for my siblings and me. I have encountered so far three different faiths in the journey of my parents and ancestors. Each of these faiths could be heresy to ancestors or descendants holding dear other faiths. Yet it was a function of faith in something greater than their own life and the circumstances they would endure that gave my ancestors the courage to persevere in reaching their goals. The faiths of my ancestors each fueled a mission of the creation of people of integrity forming secure, loving communities with some success. Believing that this is possible seems to me is a truest portion of faith. This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via ken@kennethenorton.com, and I would be glad to hear from you. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at kennethenorton.com. That is kennethenorton.com. Thanks for listening.